With our eyes, we only see what we see ahead of us, whereas with our ears, we hear all around us.
Itso Bukvich teaches composition and multimedia. He's using the Cube at Virginia Tech with its 129 floor-to-ceiling speakers to design a whole new way to convey complicated information by turning it into sound. Remember that movie called Minority Report, where Tom Cruise used a transparent screen to move data all around?
In Minority Report, of course, the impressive thing was the person moving all these widgets around this huge screen. Well, in this space, you essentially have a huge screen, except it's aural.
That's aural, as in audio.
You have speakers all around you. You're surrounded, immersed in sound. And so with the interaction system that we're putting together, users will be very much in the same position. They're going to be moving sounds around. They're going to be zooming in particular areas of interest, looking for those correlations in sound that they can actually detect through their ears.
Bukvich thinks sound takes something of a shortcut to the brain. The idea is that the human ear has a superior ability to recognize tiny changes in ways the eye might miss. Here in the Cube, grad student Wuhan Ju is waving his hands around like he's conducting an invisible orchestra. Disha Sardana, who's working on her PhD in electromagnetics and music technology, explains how Ju's mad gesticulations make the sound.
This is just a glove you wear. You don't even have to put like effort to learn something. It's like a user can like come in. You can come in. You can just learn it in like 2 minutes, and then you can do all the stuff you want.
And since there's more data than ever before to make sense of, the sky's the limit for how this might be used. In fact, the first experiments they're doing will simulate the Earth's upper atmosphere. Bukvich explains the process he calls data sonification, which is basically representing information not in print, but in sound.
For instance, there might be a situation where we are looking at geospace data where something might happen in front of us, but at the same time or shortly thereafter, something might be happening above us or behind us. Hearing that might help us uncover those new patterns.
Bukvich is mostly a sound guy. He hatched the idea for this experiment with Greg Earle, electrical and computer engineering guy. Here's how Earle explains why audio is such a powerful teaching tool.
The example I like to use is imagine that you have your iPad or whatever, and it's playing a playlist that you've put together. Well, after you've listened to that playlist 2-3 times, as soon as one song stops, in the 3 or 4 seconds before the next song starts, your brain starts telling you what to anticipate. You know the next song. It took no effort for you to memorize that, really. It came into your ears because you've heard it 3 or 4 times. That's all it takes, and then it's there. And you know what to expect. I don't think that's true with any other sense.
This is a short test piece they created with sounds like fire crackling to signify heat or chirping crickets to evoke nature. It's designed for a full-up surround sound system, so you may not pick up all the details quite the way you would if you were inside the Cube. For the next year and a half, that's where they'll be testing it, with a grant from the National Science Foundation. I'm Robbie Harris.